Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at being prisoners of words. Our own words can so often make prisoners out of our own lives. And we need to learn and understand that out of the man or woman's mouth, we speak life or death, blessing or cursing, prison or freedom, sickness or health. So words are vital because we are people after God's own image, and God is a speaking God, and He spoke life into existence. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
If you are a believer in the Word of God, you must speak what you believe. And you better believe what God says if you want victory to be yours. If you are a believer in the Word of God, you must speak what you believe, and you better believe the Word of God, then victory will be yours. You got to speak it. You got to get yourself to a place of trusting God and believing Him. We're talking about faith now, right? And then God takes the impossible, Zoe, and He changes it to possible. We had a guy in our church, you remember who I'm talking about, Miss Ina, and you folks that have been with me forever. He had 20% of his pancreas. 20% of a pancreas. Remember, Jimmy? 20% of a pancreas. Pancreas is the organ that produces insulin. Insulin you need to live with or you die. Right? He was on medication. He started coming to our church. And one day he said, man, after all this teaching on healing, and because I've got a healing ministry. And after all of this, he said, you know what? I don't need this medication. I'm healed. He just put it down. I didn't know. I might have advised him to go to the doctor first. But he put it down. And like months later, he went for a checkup. And he told the doctor, I stopped all the medication. He said, you're dead, then you must be dead. He said, no. And they didn't. They did all the x-rays and whatever else you do. And his 20% pancreas was producing 100% insulin. And we had a doctor, he was a minister. Do you remember? He came to our church and he taught. And when I told him what happened with Jimmy, he said, it's impossible. A doctor. He said, it's impossible. That can't happen. I said, yeah, but facts change with the Word of God. You see, God takes the impossible and He takes the I am, off. Or He separates the two and it becomes possible. You should take that impossible and move the I am and say, I'm possible. I'm possible. I'm possible in Christ to do all things. See, we get to, you know, oh God, I don't even know why. I haven't even got into the message. But when the doctor says to you, we've done all we can do. He's telling you the truth. He's not lying. There's no more we can do. That does not mean no more can be done. There are no hopeless cases. Not one. Not one. God will never run out of miracles for you. God will never stop producing life in you. God is alive. God is in you. God is with you. God surrounds you. He encamps about you. He's above you. He's beneath you. He said, if you go to hell, I'll find you there. If you go to the furthest parts in the earth, I'll find you there. If you hide under a bush, Adam, I'll find you there. Hallelujah. You can't escape God. Amen. He said, what can separate you from my love? What? What can? He said, sin can't, demons can't, depth and height, nothing, neither the planets or stars can separate you from my love. And when you tap into God's love, healing comes, restoration comes, life comes. God is love. Amen. The confession of your lips that grows out of faith in your heart will absolutely defeat the adversary in every attack. Now, you might have experienced some pretty bad stuff in your life. I have. But I tell you what, on the other side of the wilderness is beautiful victory. Amen. I'm experiencing victory right now. I went through something that was the worst in my life, but I have got so much victory right now in my marriage. It's incredible. Amen. It's incredible. I keep saying to my wife, you must be of my DNA. Two people can't get on this well. It's impossible. Am I right? I'm not joking. On the other side, if you just stay focused and stay faithful to God and you push through and you trust God, I'm telling you, the impossible becomes possible and the miraculous begins to take place. Amen. And all of us go through a wilderness. Any of you ever been through a wilderness here? A night season, a dark season, a hard season, a not going to make it season? All of us go through it. You've all got a story. I want to have a testimony service. And we're going to give each person 5 minutes to give a testimony of what they went through and how God delivered them. You are going to be shocked. I did that once at Tradition Town Hall, if you remember. The radio, because I'm on every week, Monday through Friday, twice a day. They got so many phone calls from your testimonies. How many of you gave testimonies that day? Okay, one, two, three, four. Okay, it's coming now. But listen, that radio program got the attention of people. Everybody has a story, and your story might be different to mine, but the same as someone else. And they think, I'm all alone, nothing can be done. And when you give testimony, it can lift someone up so high. Yes. You understand? Go with me to Mark 11.
Mark 11, 23. I'm reading from the Amplified. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will.
When you hold fast to your confession of faith and allow those words to register in your spirit, Satan cannot beat you. I'm going to read that again. When you hold fast to your confession of faith, you don't waver off it. You keep, having done all to stand, you stand. He says, when you hold fast to your confession of faith and allow those words to register in your spirit, man, Satan cannot win. Satan cannot win. You got to remember, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, when you become born again, you and Jesus Christ, Christ is the Messiah with his anointing. He says you become one in spirit, one in spirit. You know, and Daniel, I'm convinced, and we all know this, that David at least, when David fought Goliath, he fought Goliath, a giant, humongous, over 9 feet. He said, and David was a young boy, 15, with a slingshot. He said, when Goliath said to him, I'm going to kill you and defeat you and all that stuff, he said, you're not coming against me. Is that what he said? He said, you're not coming against me. The battle's not mine. The battle's the Lord. You're coming against the God whom I serve. Because the Holy Spirit came on him for that service. He came on him to defeat Goliath to get victory for Israel. Amen. So the Holy Spirit came on him. After he defeated Lion, the Holy Spirit, Goliath, the Holy Spirit left him. I said this morning in church, when Jesus got baptized, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. When he came walking down and John the baptizer said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John said, I saw the Spirit as a dove coming in the form of a dove and alighting upon him and dwelt, lived, stayed in him. David and Moses and Samson and all those dudes got the Holy Ghost for a particular instant and moment, and then he departed. Once you got born again, the Holy Spirit came to dwell in you. That's why I said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. You got the power that David used to defeat Goliath, resident. And David said, you're not coming against me. You're coming against the God whom I serve. He took a stone. Come on, a stone. and hit a nine-foot giant between the forehead and the eyes, above the eyes, missing the helmet. Are you kidding me? And that thing sunk in and a giant came down. That was the power of the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost if you're born again. You have the Holy Spirit in you if you are born again. And you can put a stop to the devil. Mark 11:23. I'm reading from the Amplified. He says here, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Goliath, some of you might have a Goliath. Some of you might have got a report like Zoe had. Some of you might be told you can't afford it and we're taking your car or your house. You might have a Goliath right now. Your child's in jail. They're on drugs. Things are going crazy. You might have a Goliath. Everybody has Goliaths in their life. But you know what you find when you come into Christ Family Church? You find in the spirit realm heads of Goliaths all around. We've had to take down some giants. Those who've been with me long enough, you've seen those giants come down. I assure you, most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, does not doubt in his heart, does not doubt in his heart, in God's unlimited power. You're not believing yourself. You believe in God. Amen? You know, people say, believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself. You can do all things. Believe in yourself. I can do all things. Not yet. Through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. All right, we got scripture for that. Yes. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. Not yet. In Christ Jesus. Amen. You see, you got to get this thing right. Not believing yourself. You're believing in Christ and His unlimited power. Are you with that?
Yes.
All right, now watch here. He says, you don't doubt in your heart in God's unlimited power, but you believe that what you say in Christ's power is going to take place. It will be done for him in accordance with God's will. In accordance with God's will. So if it's in his will, I can do it. If I'm in accordance with his will. Healing is part of his will. Victory is part of his will. Protection, peace, joy, all that kind of restoration is all in his will. How do you know? How do you know God's will? His word is his will, and his will is his word. The old covenant, the new will and testament. It's his will. It's called his will, the new will and testament. And the testator, it goes into effect, I said in the first service today, the testator, when he dies, that will goes into effect. Jesus lived, died, and rose again. So his will went into effect. Amen. Now I'm an inheritor. Amen. I'm an inheritor. It's my inheritance. All that God's got is my inheritance. So he says in 1 John 5:14, and this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petitions we have desired of him. Well, how do I know he hears us? Psalm 34:15. You've got to get your life wrapped around the word. Psalm 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. And then verse 17 says, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears, and he delivers him out of all his problems. And then verse 19, he says, many are the afflictions of us, the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of every one. Come on, how can you lose? So he says in 1 John 5:14, if you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. And if you know he hears you, you know you have the petition you desire of him. So I go to his will, okay, healing, boom, I know he heard me. I'm praying according to his will. You can't go wrong. Abraham, David, Jesus, and all the great matriarchs and patriarchs of old, and many others living today in the world, the Catherine Kuhlmans and the Benny Hins and all these people living now, all of these people and in heaven, won the war of words.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 107.